This is Daguerreotype Masculist MGTOW Flyers, that is two, three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotype. This is flyer number 732, entitled Masculism and the Great Feminization. Description. A profession is said to be feminized when over 60% of its workers are female. Over the past decade, many formerly male-dominated professions have been taken over by women, who bring with them their arrogant, monoconscious, feminazi attitudes and values, making these women a pain in the ass for their male work colleagues. This flyer pushes men to learn masculist ideas so that their professions attain a balance between feminist and masculist values and forces. Now the flyer itself. Masculism and the Great Feminization by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotype. Email profhugodaguerreotype@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreotype@wordpress.com. Once men gave women science-based medicine, resulting in women having a life expectancy of 85 years, as well as the pill, household gadgets, etc., women, even those who stay at home for some years when the kids are very small, still have a career window of half a century. So, of course, women have poured into the workforce to avoid the ennui felt by upper-middle-class women in the 1960s that Betty Friedan wrote about in her book, The Feminine Mystique, that launched the second wave feminist movement. From the above, one can conclude, mathematically, that it's only a question of time before women reach a 50% participation rate with men in various professions, provided there is not a genetically determined strong preference of women over men for a given profession. Brackets. For example, women have a much stronger interest in people and relationships than men. So one would expect women to take most of the psychology degrees at universities. Or women prefer novels more than men do, so one should expect English literature departments at universities to be dominated by women. The above is the prediction. So what has happened over the past decade in practice? Well, women have passed over the 50-50 threshold in a number of professions, and this phenomenon is lately being called the Great Feminization, a term coined by Helen Andrews, an American conservative. If one uses GPT-5 using the prompt, the Great Feminization, one learns that a profession is labeled feminized when, quote, women comprise over 60% of its workforce. Here are some examples of feminized professions in the US. Nurses, 87%. Veterinary technicians, 88%. Social workers, 83%. Kindergarten teachers, 98%. Elementary and middle school teachers, 81%. Special ed teachers, 86%. Secretaries, 94%. Human resources, 73%. Paralegals, 86%. Health service managers, 73%. In contrast, there are professions where women have a much lower percentage participation rate than men, for example, in the STEM and technical fields. Computer programmers, 20%. Mechanical engineers, 8%. This flyer anticipates a growing problem for men when women surpass half of the workforce in those professions where men have traditionally dominated, for example, in STEM, medicine, law, etc. In the US today, according to GPT-5, 39% of doctors are women, 55% of dentists are women, 52% of lawyers are women, 53% of journalists are women, 76% of therapists are women. Given the weight of numbers of women in these professions, it's to be expected that female nature will exert itself in the way that these professions are run and organized. The power balance between the sexes will change as female values are exerted more strongly by the mass of women in these professions. Women have had a powerful gender political ideology called feminism for over six decades now, so are intellectually equipped with ideological tools to bulldoze the traditional male-oriented value system that has operated within given professions for centuries. Men do not yet have a widely spread gender political ideology that they can